While Governor McDonnell has repeatedly apologized for what he called poor judgment in accepting gifts and loans from Johnny Williams, he also insists he did nothing illegal. House Democratic Minority Leader David Toscano says the recently introduced bipartisan ethics reform bill is not perfect because it does not specifically prohibit many of the questionable actions of the former governor.
There are some things in the bill, I think, that require some changing, because if they're left like they are, something like what happened with Governor McDonald could happen here and it wouldn't be a violation of the law. So we've got some work to do, but we will get it done. But I think there's a broad consensus that we need to do something. And on our side of the aisle, we've always wanted a bipartisan ethics reform plan that was a real reform. And that's what we're working towards. And I think we will get it at the end.
The bipartisan plan currently includes a $250 gift cap for elected officials and their families, the creation of a state ethics advisory commission, modernizing and updating the gift disclosure system, and requiring mandatory ethics training for legislators and statewide leaders. Republican Senator Steve Martin of Chesterfield.
The real issue here was the issue of accepting something from that was represented as a friend when, well, maybe the friendship might have developed because of your public life, and that's a different way. Now, so I think that the definition of friend is really the key point that needs to be addressed in Virginia law.
Republican Senator Emmett Hanger of Augusta believes Virginia's disclosure standards are appropriate and adequate.
It's our current system that with the state laws and the federal, of course, provisions that trip the governor up, you know, in terms of caused the problem that he has. It wasn't like he had gotten away with something. It was just the opposite. It really tripped him up. The truth of the matter is, I believe our ethical underpinnings are strong, and, you know, history in Virginia really bears that out. Which, by the same token, with a citizen legislature, you have to recognize that there are a lot of situations that come along, and common sense has to prevail. Disclosure, I believe, should be the order of the day so that people are made aware of any travel and expense gifts that we might receive or might be proposition.
Still, Hanger says he likes the omnibus ethics reform bill.
Having said that, I think the package that we're advancing now is a good step in establishing with the general public that we're taking it seriously and that they will be aware of these things and that they can be comforted, I think, by we've taken some corrective action, even though the actions we're taking don't have a direct relationship to this situation the governor finds himself in.
Shortly after taking office, Governor Terry McAuliffe signed an executive order banning gifts over $100 to the governor, his immediate family, or members of his administration. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.